to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another interview. I should have known this. Another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And today, it's all this. So we have my good friend, Jay Haru. How are you? You definitely broke
I'm
me.
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. You broke me. So, like, we're starting off the podcast.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
I wasn't ready. I should have been ready. You know, just. But here we are. Here we are, guys. So, well, thank you for coming on.
Here we
joining
are.
Joining us today. So, this is a long overdue. There's so many people that I want to put on my podcast, and it's like finding the right time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we definitely have so much to chat about. But guys, if you're new here to the Under Rope series, here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage. I got you covered. If you guys got questions for Jay Haru, please feel free, drop it into the chat. He'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. So,
but yeah, I'm gonna answer everything,
all of them. We give them all or whatever like that. But like, you know, I had to put the GIF. We did that. It's been a while since I started adding the GIFs into my little projects. If it annoys you, let me know, because I'll just change it to the solid. And if you guys
listen, everybody just throw a ruse.
There you go. So, and you know, if you guys are listening to the audio, please feel free, go back on all the visuals, and you can see what I did. So, but yeah, so what's going on in the chat? We see Captain Dave and Mike. What's going on? How are you guys? Please share the stream for me. I'd appreciate you very much. All right, so we like to go back to basics and learn a little bit about you for the fans that might not know you. Maybe the fans know about you, maybe they're not like as aware. So let's go back to how you actually got into professional wrestling.
I've always been a fan of The Rock, you know, got the shirt. Yeah. And I watched him a lot as a kid. I love this feud with Triple H, and I just watched it a lot as a kid. Had the tapes, and those two really inspired me to become a wrestler.
Awesome. So, like, you know, like, where did you go to train, you know? Tell us a little bit about that.
I started in Nutley, New Jersey. It's a place called IWF, I think it stands for Independent Wrestling Federation. Mm-hmm. I'd have been there so long, so I forgot the name. Yeah, IWF, I went there. Then they closed the first month. So then I went to Rahway, New Jersey's Wrestle Pro, Cap, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I was there for several years until COVID happened. And then after that, I just started roaming the streets of wrestling.
Yes, and there's so much, right? Cannot say the independent scene is dead, because it's absolutely not. So, I mean, just alone, right?
Well, as long as people like Jay Haru is here, you know, Jay Haru is always going to give the indies breath.
Yes.
Wherever he's always going to, like, give people their moments. You know, I don't think the Indies is dead.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So I hate when people say that because there's so many people, there's so many promotions. You know, even see like all new people, like, you know, wherever we see like Wrestle Open, you know, we see people from all over the place like coming up. It's just, it's booming. Like, I'm definitely one that I'll put up three screens up in the background. I'll be supporting someone from West Coast. I'll be supporting someone from Massachusetts, Jersey, wherever it is. It's wild. So, Zach's in the chat. He said, throw it up. All right, cool.
Shout out to Zach.
Much love, much love. Thanks for chiming in on here. All right, so let's do this. Okay, obviously I know you. I've seen you. You've been in like some of even like my backstage vlogs and stuff like that. Okay, so for the fan that's watching this podcast, never seen you wrestle before, what is the go-to match that you recommend that they should watch to become an instant fan of yours?
Let's see. If they have high spots, there was a match with me and AEW star Cole Carter before he got signed at NEW a couple of years ago. And I think that match, I really felt like I found my groove. I didn't get the W. Cole Carter still owes me a rematch, but I didn't get the W, but I felt like I really hit my stride in that one. I cut a promo and then I had the match. I almost had him this close, but I did make him kiss the boot. I did do that, so counts for something. That match, it was what, like a year and a half ago, back in what, October 2021. I just felt like I really hit my stride at that time. I really felt comfortable in what I was doing. And yeah, there's also a couple of Wrestling Open matches. You know, I had, there was one I was teaming with Brother Greatness, and I worked, I faced, what's the team? Main event. Main event, that match, I really felt like I hit my stride enough. The energy, the vibe was just high that night. You know, it was summer, you know, so summertime I get like an extra boost of confidence. You can find that on IWTV. It's June 30th, 2022, Summer Stunner. That match, it was just live. So
yeah.
Those two matches I highly recommend.
Definitely. I love the atmosphere over at Wrestling Open, man. Like, it's so great. I love the collision. I always say this, anybody that we talk about Wrestling Open, I love the collision of people that I found from all over the place. Like, I mean, like you said, you started in like Jersey. Now you're all over the place, you know? So people that I knew from like New York, New Jersey are going up and clashing with like the New England scene, which is crazy, whether it's Massachusetts, you know, then you got people coming down from Maine, you know, like, you know, so it's pretty awesome for me who's been supporting independent wrestling for such a long time and see, you know, different, you know, you're seeing the different talent collide, which is so amazing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, wrestling is just, you know, you can see many different styles from many different areas, and it's just awesome to like mix in with those guys or
yes.
gals if I do get the chance to wrestle one.
Definitely. Oh, I see a whole bunch of people just popped into the chat. What's up, Everything Pro Wrestling?
Ah, throw it up, throw it up.
Throw it up. He said, I see you getting fancy with the layout. I don't know, like, I messaged him and I wanted a GIF of him, and I had to take the background and everything. It was like I was determined, right? Like, I was messaging you that I was determined to make this
Mary.
gift possible. Like, it was happening.
I was flattered by it. I was almost flabbergasted. I didn't know what to say. I was like, all right, do your thing. I was flattered and flabbergasted at the same time.
Yes, we're throwing it up the entire podcast pretty much, so I appreciate it. But definitely give love for Everything Pro Wrestling. He got you covered Mondays, Wednesdays. He got AEW, he talks WWE. Go give him some love. Love you so much. Good cop, bad cops in the chat. He said, despite trying to make sure hashtag bad cop does not see this is going on live, as his anagram question is totally inappropriate and he has no filter whatsoever. You should try. You should give it to us. I'm just saying, you should try to attempt it.
I mean, I'm open for all questions.
Give us the holla over there. John, he says, main event, my boy. Sorry, Haru, but main event till I die.
That's fine, you know. It's fine. I don't mind going one-on-one with them again, maybe singles with either of them, but like, somebody has to kiss the boot, and I'm throwing up ruse.
kiss the boot. Yeah. So yeah, those are his boys. Absolutely. Oh, Conrad's doing, he's throwing it up in the chat. Thank you, appreciate you very much. Much love. I love it. All right, so I want to talk about this, okay? So we're going to step away from wrestling for 1 second. We got to talk about the drip, okay? We got to talk about this man, all right, with his photos, showing up at promotions. He's got that drip, okay? He's got the drip. So let's talk about that, you know, like wearing, you know, all these nice clothes, where you go shopping, you know, tell the people what's your favorite piece. Give us the tea.
So I, for those who are in Jersey, if like Jersey people or New York people are in the chat, I shop at a place called Jersey Gardens, and it's a store called Portobello. Mm-hmm. That, and the second place I shop at is a place called Justin's in Newport Mall in Jersey City. Those are the two fancy spots to get my drip from. You know, I like to show up styled out, dressed out, because, you know, Jay Haru. Mm-hmm. Show every time, you know. You got to feel the vibe. I can't just dress regular, you know. Yeah. I got the chains, the jewels. I got to be dripped out all the time. Even if I'm wearing a sweatsuit, I got to be dripped out. It's just J.J. Wu's style. I'm the man of style.
There you go. I had to talk about that. I was like, if it's something that we have to talk about, right? We always talk about, like, gear with wrestlers and stuff like that. But no, this man over here, you see him all over the place. Look at the promo photos.
I
got to
go above and beyond.
So definitely, so you can dress like him, he got you covered. So
I don't mind.
I like it. So we had to talk about that. So all right, so let's talk a little bit. We talked about a little bit of Wrestle Open. Let's talk NFW right now. All right, shout out to Cody because he's booking all these freaking bangers, and I'm here
shout
for
out
it.
To Cody, throw it up.
I love it. Okay, so you know, the last show, which is available on IWTV, if you guys haven't watched it, you kind of came out and you were mad that you didn't have a match. So you kind of, like, you know, said, I'm going to enter myself with Flash Carter, Leo Sparrow, and Rocket. This was a banger match, okay? Like, I knew this was going to be a banger match with the three of them, and then he joined in. This was like
with his drip.
So he yelled at Cody. He took the mic. It's like, where's my match? And Cody put you into the match. This was good. Even though you didn't get the win on it, this is something.
I didn't lose, though. I didn't get the
pin. You didn't get the pin. You didn't win. You didn't get the pin. Leo won. Leo Sparrow won. So definitely go check this out on IWTV. Really, really, really freaking good. And me and Cody were talking about this the other day, too, actually. We were talking about this match. So we really got into, like, the conversation. Like, it was so damn good. Everybody in that match is absolutely amazing. So if you guys have not, all of them been on my pod. Well, Flash Carter hasn't been on it yet. Soon. soon after he finishes his test. But yeah, so talk to us a little bit about this.
Yo, I wasn't expected there. You know, one thing people need to know about Jay Haru, I'm going to pop up anywhere. You just, you know, I'm one of those, what do you call it, people, you know, if I feel like I belong there, I'm going to show up. They just happened to be the victims that night. You know, Cody did promise me a hefty check. Mm-hmm. He promised me a hefty check, but he came up short when he didn't have anything. So I had to do what I had to do. I didn't get the win, but, like, I didn't get pinned either. You know, I know I made somebody kiss the boot. I forgot who, but I know I made somebody did.
I love it. Any, like, thoughts of, like, who you want to wrestle, like, a one-on-one from that
match?
Give me
everybody.
Anybody?
Yeah, anybody, everybody. Jay Haru is going to fight and wrestle everybody. I'm not one of those guys that has, like, a certain list. Give me everybody.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Actually, if you go back and watch on the Indie Talks episode of the last NFW show on this channel, you could see, actually, Leo Sparrow was talking about you guys a lot, so before your match. So you can check that out if you want to go see that. So, but, you know, it's funny. Well, let me grab this into the chat. Justin in chat says, come to Arizona.
He's invited me to Arizona?
Yes.
Hey, look.
I think he wants you to come wrestle in Arizona. I think that's
what. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, Justin, are you inviting him to your house and, like, you know, you're going to throw it up the entire time? Like, going to have dinner and some wine and all
that? Look, man, my DMs are open. I don't bite. Shoot me a DM. Like, we can negotiate this. I'm willing to travel any and everywhere.
I love it.
We'll all just catch a vibe everywhere.
That's super funny. Yeah, so definitely, and like I always tell everybody, like tweet out your favorite promotions if you want to see the wrestlers, because if a lot of people are tweeting at promotions, they'll bring in, you know, those wrestlers in. So you guys played an important part here as well. So speaking of Leo Sparrow was on the podcast last week. So by the end of the interview, if you guys haven't watched it, go watch it. But he did ask live on the podcast. He wanted me to ask you, how did his fist feel in your face?
He's such a jabroni, he had to run for me. I didn't get my hands on him that once in a match. That part I do remember. I didn't get to get my hands on him. He ran for me. So it's like, you know, it's funny he could say that, like, from a distance. He won't say it to my face. So, like, that question, that answer or whatever is irrelevant to me.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Question, answer, I don't know. He said it like from a distance.
So what, you know what, since like the, you know, as we, you know, we left off with that, I'm pretty much, you know, is there a possibility Leo did have an open challenge after the match? He took the mic, he said it, open challenge for the Earth Championship. Is there that possibility? Could you insert yourself in there? Like,
maybe I'll call my shot again. I mean, I am like due for some new drip, you know. I could take his title, add some more drip to my repertoire, maybe rep the green for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see. Let me get some more love into this chat. John says Jay Haru got that drip, so he's got to be dressed good. What's your top song right now? He asks. Oh, did we lose him? Did we lose you? I think we lost him. He's on Frozen. All right. Let's end it. Let's see if we can get him again. Hold on a second. Let's get him back here. Are you there? The joys of the internet. Where'd he go? I see all you guys in the chat. All right. Oh, what happened? He booted off. All right. So he will join us back in a minute. So let's see. That gift makes it all better. I got you covered in that sense too. Oh, and I'm frozen too. Okay. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can get him back here. You're not Pedro. Don't, you can't call your shot. Where'd he go? We lost him. The joys of technology. We'll get him back. His phone must have like crapped out. We'll get him. Let's see. So let me know, what do you guys got like coming up this month? Okay, wait. Oh, his phone got overheated. Okay, hold on. We're gonna get him back. What do I have coming up? I have Create a Pro coming up. What else do I have? NFW's coming up. Fight Life. There's some stuff. April's been like a dead, has been a dead month for wrestling. So.
Oh. My bad. My phone got overheated. My bad.
It's okay.
I'm still on the, we still live?
Yeah, we're still live.
Cool. My bad, guys. My phone got overheated. I was vibing, going for a drive, and yeah, it got heated. So, whoopsies.
Oh, okay. Wait, put your camera on.
My camera's off?
Yep.
Is it on now?
No, we just see your...
Wait. All right, hold on. Sorry, guys.
He broke it.
Right. Let me try this again. Am I on now?
Hold on. New.
Ah, I'm too pressing the camera option, but.
It's being silly. All right, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna move your GIF. That's what we're gonna move your GIF for now.
I'm gonna go in a cold spot and everybody can see me.
We're gonna put him there now.
Yeah,
and
I'm
there we go.
Guys.
we're just gonna put him there for now.
We were catching a vibe.
He broke it. Like, we're just gonna he threw his hands up too much. So okay, so if it works, and then you know we'll get you that. For now, we'll just have him throwing his hand up in my window base over here.
Yeah, once I get inside of an inside place and it's cold, we'll like catch that vibe again.
Yeah, don't worry about it. For now, we have him throw his hands up pretty much, you know. So it's good. See, I knew. This was the whole point of this GIF of him throwing his hand up, pretty much. So, all right, let's go back to where we had a question for you. Where was it? And it was, what was your favorite song?
My favorite song?
Mm-hmm. What's your top song right now, like, pretty much?
I like to listen to a lot of Jay-Z, DMX, and Notorious B.I.G.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
To my mood. What song? I wouldn't say song particularly. Albums I do love to play for those that know me.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm on the road, traveling long roads, I love the Blueprint 1 album from Jay-Z, Volume 3, Life and Times of Sean Carter.
Mm-hmm.
That DMX first three albums, It's Dark and Hell Was Hot, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, and then there was X. I love Notorious B.I.G.'s first two albums. So like, you know, it just really motivates me to like, you know, catch that vibe, to be like Jay Haru. They speak to me.
Okay, there you go. Let's see what else. John tagged Drew and says we need Haru back soon at Open. So there you go. You tell him.
If it's in the cards, then yeah. Lately, it hasn't been in the cards. Mm-hmm. So you know that's why I hadn't been there. I am sorry, guys. First off, let me say, I love Worcester. I love the Worcester fans. Like, that is the first, like, crowd. Like, I really, really, really felt the energy. You know, they really gave me that love, and I gave it right back to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, it just hadn't been in the cards lately. So, like, you know.
Maybe
but, like,
the nicer weather.
I'm sure, like, if I see them again, when I'm there for them again, like, we'll definitely catch a vibe again. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize. I hadn't been there. I love you guys to the death. You know, they chanted my name. It was just so amazing. I love Worcester.
Yeah, it's great. I love going up there. I highly recommend, you know, for $10, you get 2 hours worth of wrestling. Sometimes it goes a little over
good
and everything
price
like that. You can't go wrong for $10, you know? And then I like that they got the punch card, too. I mean, I buy my seats now that I can go sit in the front row. But... you know, if you're going to, like, stand $10 and every four times that you go, your fifth one is free. I mean, it's not a bad deal for wrestling, you know. So I always tell people to go make, like, a weekend out of it because, you know, Massachusetts has, like, so much wrestling. So you have, like, Wrestle Open on Thursdays. Then you have, like, sometimes whether Chaotic or Grind is on Fridays. Saturdays. Well, also even, like, Fight Life's usually on Wednesdays. That's in Rhode Island. You know, there's so much up in New England. Pretty much. So
yes.
Definitely like go check it out. So many great Beyond runs on Sundays. There's so much. There's so much up there. So definitely go check it out for like a weekend. Let's see. Jono says, see, he called his shot and his phone knew he can't do that. He goes, you're not Pedro. You can't call your shot.
Hey, listen here. I don't care who you are, who calls shots. When Jay Haru's in the room, he's going to call a shot and throw up some bruises.
There you go. All right, let's talk about another promotion that I recently seen you at, Create a Pro. Shout out to Cap. Shout out to all the Cap boys over there. You know,
shout out to Cap. Yes, I have trained there too. You know, the sister school of Wrestle Pro. So
yeah,
shout out to them too. I got my stomping grounds there too.
Mm-hmm. So amazing to see you over there. So I probably was like the only one that like I started throwing my hand up the minute you came out.
No, there was a few faces I saw, like, that were at Wrestle Open. Yeah. I saw there.
Oh, yeah. Andrew was there. Andrew, I was like, what are you doing here? I'm the one that usually travels up and you came down to New York. I'm confused. I was like, yeah, Andrew was there. So shout out to him. So like you were in the Rumble pretty much.
Yes.
Which was pretty cool. So
yeah,
Korean Pro's on Twitch. That one's actually on IWTV too. Like they usually like go live stream on Twitch and then it usually gets uploaded over to IWTV as well. So yes, you could definitely check that out on IWTV. So talk to us a little bit more about Cap.
Cap. Yeah, like I said, it's the sister school. I trained there before. Sister school of Wrestle Pro. That place is definitely lit. It's definitely lit, you know. Maybe I'll come back, call my shot, you know, make some people kiss boots. I don't know. If it's in the cards, I'll put it out there. But, you know, the vibe there was good. Maybe you'll see my face more often over there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Who knows? That'd be kind of cool.
Never know with Jay Hiro.
Yeah, no, it's cool. A lot of great people over there. It's nice. Like, even, like, I'm glad TJ Crawford's, like, back. And him and Bronson have been feuding the last couple of Creative Pro shows. Vlogbro University's there. So a lot of people that you guys seen on this podcast, you'll see over Bryce and Bobby Orlando, you know. Anyway, okay, so, like, anybody you like to call, like, a singles match? I mean, I know you're going to say, like, anybody in particular at Creative Pro that you'd like to get into a singles match with?
Any and everybody. Give me all the best people you got.
You can't cop out of this. Give me a name. Pick one name that is like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna hit him in the mouth or whatever.
This is Jay Haru versus the world kind of era.
Oh God, okay.
That's the vibe I'm feeling.
Okay. Alright, we're gonna go with that then. Alright.
Yes. Jay Haru versus the world.
There you go. Put it on a shirt. Yes. That's your next shirt. There you go. So, slather that shit.
Speaking of shirts, I know I promised people who've seen it months ago a shirt. I have to put it out there. It's coming soon. And, you know, the Jay Hiro versus the world shirt is going to come soon. I promise that. So, that's two shirts.
There you go. So, all right. So, let's get into some nitty gritty here. Let's talk some Northeast wrestling. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Victorium. Like, you were part of it, now you're not part of it, you know. So give us a little background for the people that who are not familiar with Victorium and, like, where it led up to now.
Yeah. When we joined, you know, it was a vibe, you know. We wanted to take over the world, you know. And then I took on most of the group's battles, which I took on Ron Zombie. I call him Rob Zombie because, you know. You know, he was a problem for the group, the leader, Rhett, and I took on that challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, like, yeah, I came up short, whatever, but at least I took on home one-on-one. I told them, don't get involved. I'm going to take them on one-on-one. Because I didn't, like, pass the mission, I get called a weak link. But I at least went toe-to-toe one-on-one. Mm-hmm. With a hardcore legend of the Northeast Wrestling, I don't see how I'm a weak link. I don't. But since they want to act like that, you know, I owe all four of them a boot to the face. I almost cursed. I caught myself.
You can curse. Yeah. You're fine. If you want to curse, go for it.
Yeah. I got a little emotionally worked up there because, you know, I really, like, trusted those four guys. They were my guys. You know, right. I didn't have no friends. I don't have no friends. So, you know. Those four guys, I was willing to go to bat for them, and then they just betrayed me. I was, like, genuinely hurt by that. And it's rare for Jay Hiro to, like, get this emotional. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Now that my focus is off Ron Zombie, it's on all four of them. And sooner or later, maybe it'll be April 29th, maybe it'll be May 13th, somewhere in June, maybe even my birthday, July 22nd. Somehow down the line, I'm gonna get my revenge on all four of them because they had the nerve to put their hands on a man of style, the Shining Dawn, the man who wears all the drip. It just kicked me out like that, like I'm some kind of turd. Mm. Yeah.
So anybody who's not familiar with Victorian, it's Brett Ryan Goslin, Brick City
Boys.
I'm sorry
guys for going off like that. I got a little emotionally worked up. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I was hurt.
Shame. Where's the shame bell? I need a shame bell. I definitely need to shame Bell Hill because they need to be shamed. So, but try your camera again. Let's see if we can put your face back in here. It's still not working. It doesn't like you. Did I lose you again? Oh no.
I'm back. Can you see me now?
Wait, hold on. I think it's trying to attempt to grab the video, but it's not working. Close it
can
out
you
again.
See me?
No.
You can see me?
No.
Oh god. Well, okay. I'm almost at my inside destination, so
okay.
I think pretty soon you will.
All right, you let me know.
I press my camera and the phone like just took
oh let's not break
Skype.
It yeah let's not break it
yeah.
That's okay,
it's
it's okay,
so
that's why the
right
gift
now.
Is here, don't worry about this is why the gift is here, that's why. So John says in the chat, hashtag fuck Victorian. Oh, Victoria.
yes all of that, you know, I literally gave my all to that group. I was willing to take the fight, the battles, and just like that, kicked out. Like, how did those?
Yeah.
How did those guys? I keep catching myself from cursing. You know, I know I can. It's just I'm trying to like keep the energy high.
Yeah. So there you go. We're gonna go with that. So, all right, let's move on to some more questions over here. Let's see. All right, actually, you know what? I want to actually talk about Limitless Dojo because that's been like popping up a lot. So I didn't really like know that there was like a Limitless Dojo because you have like Let's Wrestle. So I didn't really even know that there was a dojo until like maybe a couple of months ago, which I think is pretty awesome. So, but we, you know, like, I think there's a lot of people that aren't aware of it. Like I said, I wasn't aware, you know, so now we're bringing it out here onto the podcast world.
It looks
you know?
Like a job for me. It looks like a job for me to like make sure that people know about that.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the dojo.
Well, the dojo is basically Limitless's school.
Right.
And I want to make a mark out in Maine, you know, mm-hmm. get the J. Haru brand out there, mm-hmm. have people throw up the rules and everything. Mm-hmm. Is just Limitless's school. You know, mm-hmm. it's an opportunity to get on either Let's Wrestle or Limitless. Mm-hmm. And I think the students are great wrestlers. Mm-hmm. They're great wrestlers. You know, I mix it up with them, try to learn, like, how they get down in Maine. How do they wrestle, you know? Try to mix my style with theirs. And, yeah. So, basically, dojo is just an opportunity to, like, be seen in the Maine area. And then it'll lead to bigger opportunities to be on, like, the Let's Wrestles, the Limitless shows, you know? I mean, Limitless is, like, they created a lot of stars from, like, MJF to, like, Carmelo Hayes, Christian Casanova at the time, AG, you know, Becca now, she's blown up, Masha, currently right now, Channing Thomas, and, you know, my arch nemesis, yeah, I'll give him credit, BRG, you know, it's like giving a lot of people, like, opportunities to shine, and I want to make some history out in Maine, you know. It's definitely a great place to get work at. And, oh, yeah. Speaking of, we mentioned earlier about, like, if people want to see Jey Haru matches, there's a few on the Limitless page on YouTube that, mm-hmm. like, people can catch.
Okay. So
definitely check that out.
And there's some on the IWTV app I saw, like, recently, too, that they, like, uploaded.
Hold on. Let's make to my destination.
Yeah,
hold
your
on.
Destination. He's at his destination, guys.
I don't know if you can see me yet, though.
No, I don't see you yet.
This sucks.
We're gonna make it happen. Don't
sorry,
worry.
Got the music blasted.
It's okay.
Almost back, guys.
You're fine. That's okay. We'll just see the wonderful gift that I made if you throw in the hands. And just so you know, John says in the chat, my dad Jay always yells, kiss the boot when he sees you at open. See? There you go. He's walking in into the destination.
All right. I am back.
You're back? Okay.
But you can't hear me, though. That sucks.
I can't hear you. I can hear you. I just can't see you.
I mean,
you.
Not hear me. See me.
Well, The only other option is we can hang up and try again that way. If you want, I'll ring it back. Let's try that.
We kind of like accidentally hanged up twice now. I'll try it though.
All right, let's try that and I'll ring it back. So let's try that. Hold on, guys. Let's try this again. Let's ring the group. Okay, let's see if we can get him back, and hopefully we can see his face this time. There you are. Now we could do some adjustments here for you in here. Okay, hold on. Let's grab you in here. All right, let's see. Where are you? Okay. Hold on, guys. We're making it work.
Yeah, again, I truly apologize, guys. It's maybe Wi-Fi connection. My phone did get overheated, so.
That's okay. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Now we have you in here. Now we can see your face. Now we can see all the drip, guys. Okay, you ready? We got the drip back. So, all right, cool beans. All right, so let's move on here. Okay, so let's do a fun question here. This is a good one. It's everybody likes to like mess with everybody on my podcast. I found a good question for you. Okay, so number one, is it okay to ask a genie for infinite wishes? And what would be your three wishes?
Is it okay? I mean, there was a show called Fairly Odd Parents, so yeah, I think it would be okay to ask the genie multiple questions. My three wishes. Number one, I would ask to end world hunger so everybody could eat, everybody could have drip. I would definitely want that. Definitely want that. Two, this is gonna be crazy.
Get your foot off that table.
Give me a second.
Okay. I'm dead. Don't be starting stuff, John, into the chat, okay? Like, trying to get me in trouble. You want to give me the moolah for it?
Number two, yeah, like I said, it's gonna be crazy. Y'all remember Family Guy, right?
Yes.
So the talking dog Brian. Mm-hmm. I would ask the genie to have a bunch of talking dogs.
Yes, that would be great, because like McDuff is always barking at me and I don't know what the hell he wants half the time.
Yes, so they dogs bark a lot and I'm like, what do you want?
Like, tell me.
It'll be so much easier if like they just like had a voice.
I feel like mine would curse me out, but like, listen, bitch, take me maybe, out. Listen, bitch, maybe. Feed me. I'm dead. Oh man, I like that. That was a fun one. Did we do the three? No,
I'm actually like hooking up number three.
All right, let's see. He's cooking it up.
Number three. Whew. I actually don't even know. I just had those two in mind.
Okay. If you think of it, feel free, just like, you know, throw it in there for us pretty much. So, yeah. All right. So let's do a question that's dear to my heart onto this podcast, Wrestling with Positivity, you know, because there's always like negativity into the world of wrestling and stuff like that. And I like to focus on the positive. So is there anything that you can think of, something like maybe that you've done for a fan, maybe a fan's done for you, maybe a wrestler's done for you, maybe something that you've done for a wrestler, anything that, you know, would stand out that we wouldn't know about unless you shared it?
I think for those that have seen me and that have talked to me, I've always like, you know, try to create a vibe. So I'm a pretty positive person, and when people meet me, talk to me, whether they want to boo me that night or cheer me, mm-hmm. I always like try to give like a genuinely positive vibe around me. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the most positive thing I could think of, you know.
Okay. Okay, I see you. I see you.
Yeah, you know, and whether a fan wants to like give me free food and everything, I'll return it with like free merch. Okay. You know, so there's always good in that. I love when I get like food. I always want to try somebody's food. You know,
we'll tell them what you like, so like they can bring it, because that happens all the time on this pod that we talk about stuff like this. So
surprise me.
Oh, you don't care? Nothing? Anything particular? Oh. Like. You know, like favorite candy or something like that, so that they know.
I do have a favorite candy. I do love milk chocolate, Hershey's. I love Skittles, but like I said, surprise me.
Okay, there you go. Here you have it. So I feel like everybody's got like a gimmick with like some of the stuff that they like, pretty much. Oh, I think you rubbed off on Mike Skyros. He's posting some drip on the social media platforms right now. Did you tell him? Because he's very sad and like, you know, like he needs some happiness or whatever like that, because he's very, very sad, you know, make Mike sad, you know. But I see some drip going on over here right now.
Like what, crying drip or? You said he was sad. I'm trying to get like understand that he's sad, then it's drip.
Well, Mike is just sad, you know, but he just posted like, you know, like a suit, you know, like the drip. So you must have rubbed off on him, like with this podcast, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad I could inspire somebody to like get fresh.
There you go. Get fresh. So I see it. I see it. He's still sad, though. But that's okay.
I mean, at that point, if like his drip doesn't make him happy, you know, he'll find it somehow. He'll find it.
Okay, so I'm gonna bring back like a question that I haven't even like. I was talking to somebody about it yesterday, and I was like, "This is actually like a good question that I need to start asking back onto my podcast." Okay, so granted, let's say you get signed, right? You get signed, whether it's AEW, WWE, doesn't matter, wherever you get signed, okay. And you're gonna have your last indie match, okay? Who is the person that you would want to be your last match in the indies? And don't say everybody and everybody, because you can't answer that. But this is a really good question, because I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday about matches that had happened like that at promotions.
I would say between Channing Thomas or BRG, my arch nemesis currently, at either a place like a Limitless, NEW or Beyond. Mm-hmm. Either of the three against either of the two. Oh, I could be both of them.
Ooh, that would be good. I feel like that would be a really good match. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Either of those three promotions against either two or both, mm-hmm. That would definitely, I would want that to be my last indie match, you know, when or if I get signed.
Okay. All right, so another fun question. Give us one of your best road trip stories. Everybody always laughs when I ask this question, because this is why I ask the question, because there's always usually.
Woo!
He's like, okay, which one's not going to get me in trouble?
Well, there's too many to like pinpoint a favorite. I've drove in a snowstorm before. Let's see. I'll tell you this, because I can't like think of it off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Wherever Jay Hero goes, you know, for anyone who knows Jay Hero or has been around him, you just don't know what to expect. I'll put it like that. So that kind of answers the question of, as vague as it sounds, of like what to expect on road trips with Jay Hero.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I've had like tires blown out, you know. Oof. That definitely caught a lot of vibes everywhere, so you know, I can't really pinpoint a favorite because a lot happens every time.
right.
Yeah,
man, we've been getting a lot of that. Leo Sparrow was talking about that too, like the last interview, the blowouts of the tire. It's a lot, man. You guys travel a lot in the car.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do it all for the fans who are interested in seeing me or creating more fans. You know, I just want to feel the energy of a crowd. That's like, you know, when I got in, I wanted to be like the best wrestler. I still do. But now, like being in it for so long, I just want to feel the energy of a crowd. That's why I do it. It's all for the love.
All for the love, baby. That's
if
pretty.
You want to cheer me, boo me, hate me, love me, like me, dislike me, I just do it for all the reactions.
Okay. All right. So we had a fan tweet submitted from Matthew Podcast Network. He wanted to do name association game. And it was funny because I didn't see the one for Leo, and then I wind up reading off yours for him and some of the names he didn't know. So it was kind of hysterical. And I was like, how do you not know some of these names? I was like, so we're going to do kind of like a rapid fire with it. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. The first one is Wrecking Ball.
That guy.
All right. we're gonna move on. All right, we're gonna do them fast. Okay. Max Zero.
I'm sorry. I'm not aware of him yet. Probably seen him, but like I don't have like a fond memory. He's not like my
Okay. Yeah. All right, Cheeseburger.
Technical wizard.
Okay. Ryan Mooney.
Rabbit, like his name says. I've wrestled him before a long time ago. Rabbit.
Okay. Ron Zombie.
That's
enough. That's enough of your reaction. All right, moving on. Chris Battle.
Lion.
CPA.
Woo. Entertaining.
Cole Carter.
Revenge.
Ooh. Richard Holiday.
Star.
Flip Gordon.
Unreal.
Falaba.
Funny.
She said, ba.
Funny.
There you go. Casey Navarro.
Ooh. Wizard. A technical wizard. Another one of those.
Mm-hmm. Dan Barry.
Pause the game for a second. That guy has heat with me. He, like, my favorite movie is Scarface, right?
Uh-huh.
He had the nerve to go on Twitter and just basically derate it. I didn't appreciate that. So, my word for him is heat.
Ooh. Hey, Matt Vertigo. What's going on? He's throwing his hand up in the chat. That's my boy, Matt Vertigo. So awesome to see you. Thanks for the
He's definitely another guy with drip.
Hell yeah. He definitely has a lot of drip. We love him on here on the podcast. He's been on here plenty. All right, let's move on. LSG.
Rocket Man.
Ooh, okay. Dan Moth.
Ooh, Beast.
Okay, Dark STG.
Dark STG.
That scary motherfucker.
Scary jacked up freak.
He ate the chicken. And if you guys want to know what the hell I'm talking about, go to NFW and IWTV and him with the alien and the chicken. It's, yeah, you have to go see it. All right, Dutch.
When you say Dutch, I'm thinking of the rolling papers. I don't mean to be inappropriate. I'm just thinking of that. That's the first thing I think of.
I'm done.
I know 420 was last week, but that's what I think of every time.
All right. Alec Price.
Amazing. Mm. I would definitely want to go one-on-one with him.
Yeah. Definitely. That's a wrestler open. Drew, come on. Just saying. Anyway. All right. And the last one was Jordan Oliver.
Jordan, another one. Amazing.
Yeah.
I would definitely work both of them separately or at the same time, like I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're amazing. They killed it at the Prestige show, last one in Jersey.
Yeah. Really, really good. Definitely. Yeah. So yeah. That was really good. Really, really good. Oh, which one's definitely jacked up freak? Matt Vertigo says. Now, if if Matt Vertigo was on this podcast, all we would have to say is KTB, and then it would be bozo, pretty much.
I haven't heard from KTB in so long.
Yeah, it's been a while, so yeah. Definitely, if you guys are interested with him, I've had KTB on the podcast, you can definitely go check that out. All right, so what's some things you like to do when you're not in the squared circle, besides throw it up?
I like to go for drives, as you saw earlier. I was in my car before the stream went off. I like to drive around. I like to catch a vibe. I like to smell the vibe, taste the vibe, see the vibe. What's outside, you know? I want to feel what's on the outside world. I want to know what's outside. I want to be seen. I want to feel people, you know, not like literally touch them or nothing. I just want to, like, you know, catch a vibe. I like to go for nice drives. That's why, like, when people see me, I'm like, you know, kind of that cool guy with the swagger, machismo a bit. I don't know. No, you know. Throw it up. Yeah. I like to go for a nice drive in anywhere. It could be New York, Jersey, you know, anywhere in those areas. I just like to go for nice drives.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. John in chat says, what about Stetson, Bacon, Rex, and Willow? How do you feel about them?
Stetson, Bacon, Rex, and Willow.
That's a whole mood.
And I'm glad I was able to remember all four.
Yes.
Stetson, you know, I know y'all like to say this every Thursday, you know, he gets no bitches. So there's that. Bacon, you know, I know there's people that love him and hate him, but, like, honestly, I look up to the guy, but, like, I definitely would love to go one-on-one with him, make him kiss the boot, but I definitely, like, look up to him. He's been killing it.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, I'm not going to look up to him and mow him down. Who else? Rex. Rex is a jacked-up freak. I would love to wrestle him, see how that goes. My style mixed with his. Yeah. And Willow, I'm not a fan of fitting females, so I won't go there. But she's definitely a vibe. She's definitely a vibe.
Willow's great. God, I've seen Willow since, like, when she first started, like, NYWC over there. And then it was so nice to kind of, like, see her, like, evolve and see where she is now. Like, it's amazing to.
She's a mom?
No, evolve now. Evolve.
I misheard that whole thing.
It's the Queen's accent. So, but yeah, no, that she's, like, evolved in between, like, AEW and all this stuff. It's, like, so awesome to her. Okay, so what are some goals of 2023?
I definitely want to be seen and entertain a lot of people. I want people, when they see me, you know, see me in a lot of prominent matches.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a goal I have. Those two. Okay. I'm very simple when it comes to stuff. It's either like one or two, you know, because I know, like, with one or two things, it'll lead to something. It'll snowball into something greater.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's definitely a goal, because, like, last year I got it and then the cards just wasn't there. But, like, this year I definitely want to give back to those who, like, are, like, invested in me, and those who, like, in the future will be. I definitely just want to give, receive with the people.
Okay. So, I have one final question for you. If anybody else has anything, please feel free. Drop it into the chat. All right. So I like to end it off for, you know, there's so many people here that listen to this podcast, whether they're training or they're going to train, you know, whatever it is. What's a piece of advice would you give those amateur inspired wrestlers out there?
Give it all you got. Dive deep in the water. And if you drown, you know, float your way back up.
That's good advice. Really good advice.
It's really how the business is, if I can give a little insider. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to hear from an insider, you know, dirt sheets or whatever. From my experience, you know, I just dove in, drowned a little bit, floated back up, drowned, floated, you know, just got to keep going.
Yeah, definitely. So I see that all the time. A lot of people, like, that, like, they want to give up, and it's like, don't give up, like, keep going. It's going to happen. Even, like, some of the best, like, they have their moments like that too. So,
yeah, you got to be very stubborn and really, really believe in yourself. You know, that's why, like, I refer to myself as the man of style, the shining dawn. I throw up roots, you know, those three things plus the music I listen to will keep me up and motivated all the time. You know, you just got to stay up all the time. Even if things are bad, stay up, stay dripped out, stay up. That's a motto I always go by, being in life in general.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Gotta, you know, and then dress to impress pretty much over there.
Gotta look good while struggling.
Yup. Yup. There you go. There you go. All right. So tell us, like, you know, what do you got coming up? If the people want to come see you, you know, give us all, like, your social medias, merch, all that fun stuff.
I'll start with my social medias. My social medias, Instagram, jharu, shining dawn. Twitter, jharu, shine dawn, because I can't have shining it on Twitter. Wouldn't let me be great. So jharu, shine dawn on Twitter. My, I should have said Instagram and TikTok, because I have a TikTok now. Jharu, shining dawn. Catch me on those three. Facebook, my shoot name, Josiah Haru. For merch, I sell 8x10s, but I did promise earlier shirts. You know, I definitely, like, take that idea of jharu versus the world, that shirt, make that, because it's really jharu versus the world.
Yep.
That, and for now, maybe, you know, for promotions, maybe I'll call my shot NFW again, and cap, I don't know. But definitely tune into the next few Northeast wrestling shows, because I can't just let what Victorium did to me slide. They disrespected me, and I got to get my revenge. So definitely tune in to those next few shows. You know, if you have me on social media, I'll be promoting it. So jharu will definitely be getting his revenge.
So here's one of the flyers for the Northeast Wrestling. So there's one this Saturday. The tickets are still available. Low starting at like $25. Not bad. I've been over to Northeast Wrestling. Go check it out. I actually have your photo. Yeah, I have them here in my little like little section over here with all my little my nostalgia and all that fun stuff and memorabilia and all that, you know, good stuff. Wait, let me fix my camera because my camera's getting blurry for you guys out there. So, but yeah,
I'm getting a new 8x10 soon. I got some pictures that I posted up that I'll definitely be selling. It's only $10, you know, with sign.
Yeah. They're nice. Like, I like this one. This one's cool. Like, you know, like the draw the blacked out version, you know, for a photo. I love black and white photos too. And then it's like, and promo photos, man. Like, some of you guys go, you know, there's so many photographers out there. It drives me crazy when I do stuff for podcasts. And it's like, you give me like photos, like, come on, go support the photographers. Go take those promo photos, man.
Yeah, I love to be, like, seen. I feel like when I take photos, I'm a model. So it's definitely to get in that model mentality when I take photos.
Yeah, so definitely do that. Like, you have some nice ones, you know, the one that we have for, like, the graphic, you know, or the drip. Well, the drip, that's why I said we had to talk about the drip onto this podcast. It was very important about you, who you are, and everything like that, you know. So I had to bring that up. But, yeah. So, yeah, so go support him. You don't know. Again, check out Northeast Wrestling. Like you said,
I want to catch a vibe with everybody who believes in jharu. So when you see me, throw it up, be dripped out, however your drip is. I'll always support.
I feel like now, like, you need to, like, at least team once with, like, MSP now. You know, all that drip. You got to come out with the drip song and everything. Like, you know, it'd be a vibe, right? Like,
yeah, I'm saying the vibe like they're saying it, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I feel like it would be fun. Like, you know, like you with MSP. Why not? You never know. Yeah. So awesome. Well, definitely check him out if you haven't. Go check out like some of the matches that we talk about. Go say hi to him. I find you a lot also like hanging out at shows too. Seeing you over at Grind hanging out and stuff. Like I see you all over the place, which is pretty awesome. So
yeah. I just want to feel the love or the hate, you know, regardless of how people feel about me. I just want to feel the energy and just throw it up or throw it down, however.
It's so hard.
Jharu's here live and in person.
Yes. Yes. Jharu versus the world. So there you have it. It'll be on a shirt. You know, it'll happen. So, but thank you for coming on here and chatting with us for a little bit, you know. So
I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone who tuned in. I appreciate the Arizona guy. Definitely DM me. I'm all open. And
Let me make sure, because I think I see something in there, but I think we lost you. So hold on, let me go back into the thing. So he had said Championship Wrestling from Arizona and Party Hard Wrestling are some solid promotions out here, and we'd be dope to see any of their cards. Haha. So there you go.
definitely, like, DM me, and I'm all open for that. I'm open for other states, you know. I want to check out some states, and, yeah, let's all, like, get dripped out and throw up ruse.
Yes, yes, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. So, but, yeah, so, again, like I said, thank you for coming on here, chatting with us a bit. So this is why you guys need to subscribe. You never know who pops up on my channel, even if it's backstage. You don't know. He might, like, pop up. He popped up in my WrestleVille vlog, so, you know, so go check it out. So you don't know. But anyway, yeah, so I will return next week. You guys are hearing it here first. Andy Brown is coming on next week. So they're thick daddy. So he'll be here next week. We'll be chatting with him. So, but yeah, so you guys know the drill. Stay safe. Support independent wrestling. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.